Hi, Faith. Do you have a minute?
Sure. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to go over the schedule for Wednesday's orientation meeting to make sure everything is ready.
Okay. Here's a copy of the tentative schedule.
Okay.
Now, the registration starts at 8:30 and goes until 9:15.
All right.
Then the orientation meeting will commence at 9:30.
Okay. Now, we had planned originally for the meeting to go until 10:30. But now we have someone from the International Center coming to speak to the students on extracurricular activities. So how about ending the meeting around 11?
Fine. And then students will take the placement test from 11:15 until noon.
Okay.
Followed by a 20-minute break before lunch.
Okay.
And immediately after lunch, we have reserved a campus shuttle to give students a 45-minute tour starting at 1:30.
Oh, okay.
We want to show students around the university, including the Union Building, the library, and the Student Services Building.
Great. Now, how about the oral interviews?
Well, we're planning to start them at 2:15.
Oh, well, teachers are going to be up to their ears in preparations, and they'll be hard-pressed to start then.
Okay, let's get things rolling around 2:45.
Okay, here, let me jot that down. Could you grab a pen off my desk?
Right. Finding anything on your desk is like finding a needle in a haystack.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Here, use mine.
Okay, and we'll need 150 copies of this program guide by then.
Hey, that's a tall order on such short notice. How about lending me a hand to put things together by this afternoon so we don't have to worry about them?
Okay, and I think the manager has given the green light to go ahead and use the more expensive paper and binding for the guides this time.
Okay. So the interviews will go from 2:45 until, let's say, 4:30.
Okay.
I hope we can wrap things up by 5.
Great. And I think the bottom line is to keep things running smoothly throughout the day.
I agree. I'll pass this schedule by the director for a final look.